This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria D. Gutierrez. Date of birth is June the 27th, 1963. Case ID number is 608-1845. Date of exam, August the 15th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/22/2023, identifying information. This is a 60-year-old divorced female times two with seven children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of general anxiety disorder slash major depressive disorder, comma, foot pain with rheumatoid arthritis, comma, and degenerative disc disease with herniated disc. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2000, where she worked as a cook in a senior home for 2 years. She also worked at Pioneer Flowers Company, temporary, for 5 to 6 months. During the time she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house that her mother and her mother is lending a room to stay in. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one. General anxiety disorder slash major depressive disorder. Number two, foot pain with history of rheumatoid arthritis. And number three, degenerative disc disease with herniated disc. History of allegations. Number one, general anxiety disorder slash major depressive disorder. The claimant states that in 2014, she started to develop severe anxiety and depression. She states that she has frequent crying spells, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and occasional periods of being angry. She states her memory is poor, and although she has had suicidal ideation, she has never had any suicidal attempts. The claimant states that she feels worthless and that her life is meaningless. At the present time, she's on duloxetine hydrochloride, 30 milligrams QD, and aripiprazole, 10 milligrams QD. The claimant does appear to be very depressed, and her condition is guarded. Allegation number two, foot pain with a history of rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that in 2008, she started to develop right foot pain. She was diagnosed with right foot leg radiculopathy, but was also told that she had an early case of rheumatoid arthritis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Virgil de Dios. She is presently on hydrocodone, 7.5 milligrams TID, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking around the house. Allegation number three, degenerative disc disease with herniated disc. The claimant states that in 2008, she was in a motor vehicle accident and sustained injuries to her spine. The claimant has a severe scoliosis of the thoracic spine. She states the character of the pain as a burning pain located in the cervical spine to the lumbar sacral spine area. She was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease with herniated disc and right leg radiculopathy. No surgeries were performed. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. And as noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Virgil de Dios. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and walking in the house. She did see a chiropractor at one time and has received one session of physical therapy. She is on hydrocodone. Um, 7.5 milligrams 3 times per day, which does give her relief. The claimant does have a provider that comes to cook for her and clean her house. She was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease with herniated disc, complicated with severe scoliosis. Her condition at this time is stable. Family history. The father died. He was killed when he was young. The mother is alive at 83 and has diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, breast cancer, comma, and heart disease. Medications, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, duloxetine, hydrochloride, 30 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 800 milligrams TID, cyclobenzaprine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams TID, aripiprazole, 10 milligrams QD, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, and hydrocodone, 7.5 milligrams TID. Medical problems, degenerative disc disease with herniated disc, complicated with severe scoliosis of the thoracic spine area, questionable history of rheumatoid arthritis, comma, general anxiety disorder with major depressive disorder being treated at this time, bilateral foot pain, major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 1995, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 3 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 141 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP was 168 over 108 mmHg, second reading was 162 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 26, general. This is a 60-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age. Who presented to my office for a disability evaluation and was in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils does reveal some retinal bleeds, especially of the right eye. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. The claimant is missing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snell and vision. OD, the claimant is able to count fingers at 3 feet distance. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet distance. Corrected is 20 over 70. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 to 3 feet distance. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet distant. Corrected is 20 over 70. Binocular uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 3 to 4 feet distance. Binocular corrected is 20 over 50. Could you please drop down to lung area? After the lungs were cleared to auscultation and percussion bilaterally, the claimant does have a severe scoliosis of the thoracic spine on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device, but she did have a right leg support. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms of the right lower extremities with some tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, and other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant did have abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine secondary to the severe scoliosis, and she was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion motor and sensory findings of the upper extremities, except for both shoulders, where the claimant is only able to abduct and forward elevate at 70 degrees. The claimant has decreased in range of motion of the right lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position, it was 0 degrees on the right side and 10 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but the claimant was unable to flex her knee actively for the right knee. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up in the exam table without assistance from the provider. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as walk at a normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She did present with a right leg support but did not present with any other assisted devices and was able to ambulate, although with an abnormal gait. Neurological, grip strength is plus 4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right lower extremity. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and some spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, where strength was plus 2/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects which are small to medium size. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the thoracic spine, where the claimant does have a severe scoliosis. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue, especially of the right lower extremity. The claimant has severe limitations in her visual fields and in her visual acuity, which has been somewhat corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to severe scoliosis with degenerative disc disease, comma, decreased vision, and some generalized depression with anxiety. Probable diagnoses: general anxiety disorder with major depressive disorder, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is being treated, but does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Number two, foot pain with rheumatoid arthritis, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. Number three, degenerative disc disease with herniated disc and severe scoliosis of the thoracic spine was not confirmed as far as the degenerative disc disease with the herniated disc, but scoliosis was confirmed on physical examination. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria D. Gutierrez.